tonight, take your Bibles, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. We'll be in chapter 12, but I want to read a few verses in chapter 11 concerning the Apostle Paul and some of the hardships that he had. Sometimes we feel like we go through a lot, but when you start reading the scripture about some of the men of God, we find out that we don't have a lot to complain about. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Let's look at verse number 24. He begins and he's telling some things about some of the difficulties that he had experienced. And so we'll read down through some of these verses, and then we'll start in chapter 12, verse 1. 2 Corinthians 11, 24, and we'll begin reading. It says, "Of the Jews 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day, and have been in the deep, in journeyings often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils by mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is offended, and I am burned not? If I must needs glory, I will glory in the things which concern my infirmities." That's a strange statement. Paul says, if I'm going to have glory, if I'm going to have rejoicing, it's going to be in these infirmities or these problems that I've had. Verse 31, "The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed forever, forevermore, knoweth that I lie not. In Damascus, the governor under Ananias, the king, kept the city of Damascus with a garrison, desirous to apprehend me, and through a window in a basket was I let down by the wall and escaped his hands. It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord." Now Paul begins to give an experience which I believe was a personal experience that he had. And he says, "I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago. Whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such a one caught up into the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell, God knoweth, how that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for man to utter. Of such a one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in my infirmities. For though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth. But now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake, for which I am weak, then am I strong." When you read these words tonight, it makes us realize that we have no problems. We really do not have any difficulties in our personal life. As Paul goes through some of these things of his memory, some of the problems that had come to him, and he begins there in verse 24, there where we read in chapter 11, he tells about how that he was beaten and 40 stripes save one, and he was beaten with rods, and so there's a lot of stripes on the body of the Apostle Paul, a lot of whippings, a lot of beatings, a lot of scourgings. He tells about the perils where he was in the sea and among false brethren, among his own people, the weather, the seas. Everywhere he went, Paul faced adversity. Everywhere he went, he faced difficulty, and he faced those things that were very, very hard for him, even to the point there in verse 32 and 3 that he had to be let out of a window in a basket to escape the destruction of the governor of the city where he was. And he says, I knew a man, and he says, I'm not sure that is in the body or out of the body. He said, God knoweth. And so in those verses, Paul, he said, I saw things, heard things. It's not lawful for a man to speak. And so he had abundant revelation. The scripture says here that in verse number 1 that he had visions and revelations of the Lord. And then with all these difficulties that have been mentioned in Paul's life, he brings up one specific thing here in chapter number 12. And he calls it a thorn that has been placed in his body. And I would think all of these things would be a thorn. I would think all of these things would be a discouragement and be a problem and trouble in the ministry of the Apostle Paul. And he said, and with all those things coming on me, he says, above all that, he said, I had the care of all the churches. The Apostle Paul was the apostle to the Gentiles and primarily to the churches that were established through his preaching. And now he has the responsibility of caring for them and preaching to them and teaching them and traveling back and forth different areas. And as he traveled is where he had some of these many problems that he talked about as he was caring for the church, as he was caring for the people of God. And so tonight Paul says here, he says in these verses, concerning this thorn, he said, lest I would be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh. Paul said, to keep me humble, to keep my spirit right, and to keep me in the right position mentally and spiritually because of the abundance of revelation. We mentioned Sunday, either Sunday morning or Sunday night, that most of our New Testament has been given to us under the writings of the Apostle Paul, the Holy Spirit instructing him. And so he had abundant revelation. Most of our New Testament is written by this man called Paul. And he said, to keep my heart right, and he says, lest I be exalted above measure, and lest I be in his own heart exalted and say, look at who I am and how God treats me and how God uses me. And by the way, it's very easy to get in that position of having pride come into our life. And Paul said, because of the abundant revelation, there has been given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan that buffets me. There's a lot of controversy about what this thorn in the flesh was. And all we can do is speculate because Paul doesn't tell us what it is. Paul doesn't reveal to us. There's two or three places that may give us a little bit of a hint. But I believe part of a real part of the thorn in the flesh is given right here in verse number 7. A thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me. There was that messenger of the wicked one that was always there, problematic to Paul, just like he is to you and I. And so a lot of different ideas on what the thorn in the flesh was. Some believe it was this physical suffering that he had gone through. Some believe it was because of a physical problem of eyesight. He talks about large letters that he writes. Some believe it's a spiritual suffering because of the persecution that he has gone through. Some think it's a mental suffering. And some believe it's just a personal devil that followed him that seems to be revealed here. So whatever the thorn in the flesh was, it was something that bothered him to the point that he prayed three different times for the Lord to remove that. He prayed three times for God to remove that. And of all people, living a life for the Lord, it seems as though if Paul was to pray something so specific, it seems as though God would answer his prayer and give him that answer that he so desired. He said, I asked the Lord to remove it. But of course, we know the story that he did not. And so regardless of what we think it is, we must all realize that we have hard spots in our lives. We all have difficult days. We all have difficult times. Some of them may last a little while. Some may last a little bit longer. Some may come at us, bombard us with overwhelming things that we cannot handle and do not know the answer to. And those are problematic to us. And these things that come to us, there is a possibility that we will complain to the Lord. It's very possible that we complain to God and just tell him it's not fair and all those things that come to our mind. Now, Paul didn't enjoy his suffering, but he certainly realized that what he had was for the Lord to keep him in the right position. He said, I glory in my infirmities. He didn't enjoy them. He didn't enjoy the beatings. What does it say there in verse 24? Five times received I 40 stripes, save one. So you multiply 5 times 39, and that's how many stripes that the Apostle Paul had put upon his back because of the preaching of the gospel. And that was just one of the things. And he goes through all this list here that had happened unto him. And so there will be a reaction to problems that arise. The reaction will either be that we will complain to the Lord or that we will thank God that he sees us through that. And there may be both reactions as those things come to us. We may have that thought in our heart and complaining to the Lord, but then there's always that where we can thank him. Paul thanked God for even his thorn in the flesh. He said, lest I should be exalted. And he says in verse number 6, for though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool, for I will say the truth. For now I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or heareth of me. Paul said, I don't want to be thought of any higher than I am. He didn't want to be thought of as some great individual. But I believe spiritually we could say that Paul certainly was a spiritual giant. He was that one that had the ability to get a hold of the Lord, and God did things for him. But God permitted these things to come into his life for a purpose and for a reason. A thorn is that which we prick our fingers. Springtime is upon us. Roses are beginning to bloom, and sometimes we forget about when you reach in to get that rose, there's a thorn there, many of them on it. There's a little old rose bush up here at the mobile home, and it's got, I believe the stem has probably 1,000 thorns on it, and you reach in to get something, you're going to realize you shouldn't have done that. And so tonight I want us to think about, can we have the roses without the thorns? I don't believe there's any beauty without problematic. I don't believe there's any rejoicing without difficulties. I don't believe there's any rejoicing without problems in our heart and life. Even though those things are not good, they come to us and there is a purpose. Now, God's answer to Paul was unexpected. When Paul prayed to the Lord 3 times, Lord, remove this thorn. Remove that messenger that buffets me, that problem with my eyes, or this mental anguish, that whatever the thorn is, Lord, please remove that. And he prayed 3 times for that, and God answered his prayer. But it wasn't the answer that I believe Paul expected. It wasn't the answer that Paul desired. The Lord says here, my grace is sufficient. And so here we find that as Paul prays, the Lord answers, unexpected answer, but it was a answer with purpose, and it was an answer with assurance. It was an answer that God had everything under control. And by the way, in all of our lives, and I can say this, and you can say this through experiences that you either have had or will have, that God is in control and He knows everything about everything. I read somewhere the other day, not to worry, God already knows. God's already taken care of it. And that's really and truly right in our lives, because God doesn't lead us unto unknown waters to Him. It may be unknown to us, and it may be fearful to us, but God knows He knows the waters. He knows the stepping stones. He knows the ways to get through that. And so God answers with an unexpected answer sometimes. God answers with an answer of a purpose. Paul's purpose of this was that Paul would not be glorified, but that the Lord would. And so he said, I besought the Lord three times, verse number 8, that it might depart from me. Now, Paul has specific prayer. God, remove the thorn. He prays that. Nothing happens. He prays it again. He prays it again. Three times, Paul specifically goes to the Lord that has been his wonderful Savior, his deliverer, and has given Paul a great ministry. Churches had been established. People had been born again. Folks had formed into to local congregations, and God had blessed Paul's ministry above measure. And here Paul is suffering, not just the whippings and the beatings and the scourgings and the weather and the countrymen and the false prophets and the false brothers. Not just that, but there was something specific in his life that was a real trouble to him. And Paul prays three times, God, would you remove it? Verse number 8. Verse 9, the Lord answers. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Then Paul says, most gladly, therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Paul's answer that he got was, the Lord said, really, the bottom line was, everything's okay. The bottom line was, my grace is sufficient, Paul. Whatever comes your way, I can handle it. Whatever comes my way, thank God, He can handle it. Whatever difficulty arises in your life, God can handle it. And praise the Lord for that. We all react to difficulties. We all react to problems. When someone has something come upon them, then there's a reaction that takes place. For every action, there is a reaction. That's a law of nature, and that's a law that will never be broken. For everything that happens, there's something else that will happen in accordance to that. For every action, there's a reaction. You go to the doctor, you get a bad report, there's going to be a reaction that takes place in your heart and in your mind. You hear things that take place and no problems that come up, whether it be physical, whether it be spiritual, whether it be material, whatever it is, there's thorns that come to us. And Paul got his answer, and he doesn't say he prayed again. God just simply said, my grace is sufficient. I want us to look tonight just four or five things about the results of the thorns in our lives. The thorns, the problems, the difficulties, the bad reports, the x-rays that don't turn out right, or the tests that do not turn out the way we want them to, or the financial problems that arise, or the loss of goods, or the loss of family, the loss of livelihood. A lot of things are called thorns. And they all happen to us, and there is a reaction. Why do those things come to us? Why did it come to Paul? Of all people, Paul was a servant of the Lord. Why would he have to go through all these things? He says that I might not think more of myself than I should. He says these things that others might know me. He said, lest I be exalted above measure through the abundance of revelation. Because of that, there's given a thorn. Because of the probability. It's not a possible. It's a very probable that we would think too highly of ourselves. It's what's happened in a lot of preachers' lives and churches' lives, that God blesses them, and then they think all of a sudden it's them doing that instead of God, exalting themselves above measure. But these thorns that come to us and these problems that come to us, they teach us to lean upon the Lord. Philippians chapter 3, and he tells us here that we which worship God in spirit rejoice, and we have no confidence in the flesh. This flesh that houses our skeletal frame is but just dust. And we are flesh. God says, from dust we came, from dust we'll go back. And we are nothing but flesh, and we have no confidence. Everything in my flesh is against spirituality. We don't want to live right. We don't want to do right. We don't want to have right things. And so sometimes those things come to us to make us and to help us lean more upon the Lord. Paul says, when I am weak, I become strong. When I have weaknesses in my life, then I become strong. Why? Because we lean upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 8:28. My goodness, what a verse it is. For we know that all things work together for good. It doesn't say all good things work together for good. It says all things work together for good. Who's it to? To the called. To you and I that are saved. Romans 8:28 is to the Christian. It is not to the lost person. I've heard lost people say, well, God says whatever comes to me, it's for my good. Not unless you're a Christian, it's not. For we are the called. Paul is very specific there in Romans chapter 8. Let's just turn back and read it. I think I can quote it, but I want to make sure I get every word of it. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. I have said for a number of years, this is the easiest verse to read, hardest verse to live. But it's tough. Doesn't matter how close we think we are to the Lord, doesn't matter how good we think we are, doesn't matter how spiritual we think we are, you get the bad report and see what takes place in our minds. You get the problems come, see what happens to our hearts. Now the good thing of it is the Lord leads us out of that, and we then do trust Him. But Paul says here, as he writes to the Roman Christians, he says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Now that's who it's to. For those of us that love God, and he identifies it even a little bit more, to them who are, I like the next two words, the called. The word the makes it a very specific group of people. We are the called. You and I tonight that are Christians, we're saved. God has called us by His grace and called us unto His mercy and called us to Himself. We are the called. And so we can look at this and say, everything that comes my way, I love God. I'm called of the Lord. And He says, to them who are the called, according to His purpose. God has a purpose. He has a purpose in Paul's life, has a purpose in Lawrence's life, has a purpose in Kenzie's life. And put your name there. God has a purpose. And those of us who are the called, we know that all things work together for good because we love Him and we are the called. And verse 29 says, for whom He did foreknow. Thank God He knew me. He knew before I was ever thought of, He knew where I would be, when I would be. For whom He did foreknow, He did predestinate. Now, what's the predestination here? To be conformed to the image of the Son of God. When I got saved, when you got saved, we are predestinated that one day we're going to be just like the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God tonight that we have a purposed life. We have a path to follow. We have a direction to go. And so when these thorns come upon us, I don't have confidence in my flesh, but I can have confidence in His Spirit. I can have confidence in Him. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thy own understanding in thy ways, and all thy ways acknowledge Him. He shall direct thy paths. So when we have thorns that come into our life, there will not be any roses until we learn to trust and lean upon the Lord. To lean upon Him. Casting, 1 Peter 5, 7 says, casting all of our care upon Him. Why? Because He cares for us. I'm glad tonight God cares for me. I'm glad He has watch care over me, but I'm glad He cares about my life. He cares about my feelings. Number two, when thorns come, they teach us that God is greater than my problem. He's just greater than my problem. Whatever it is. Oh, preacher, you don't understand. No, I may not understand, but God does. Or you don't understand how much I've lost, but God knows how much you've lost. You don't know what this is going to do to me in the future, but God does. You don't know what the doctor has told me, but God does. And so these things teach us that God is much greater. We are His children, and He loves us. And the Bible says in 1 John 4 and verse number 4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. He lives in our heart. He lives in our body, our soul. The Bible says our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, so therefore He lives within us. And John can say, greater is He that's in me than he that's in the world. We know who that is. Of course, that is the wicked one, that one that sometimes throws those fiery darts, that one that puts a thorn in our flesh, that one that buffets us, that one that, as Paul says here in 2 Corinthians, that messenger of Satan, everywhere I go, he's there. God's greater than that. 1 John 5, 4, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Romans 8, 37, nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And so when thorns come, we learn to lean upon Him, and we realize He is much greater, much stronger than we are. And the third thing, thorns teach us about God's sufficient grace. He's sufficient. What does the word sufficient mean? It's all you need. If you have a bill and you have sufficient funds, that means you can pay your bill. If you have a problem and you have sufficient ability to take care of that problem, that means you can take care of it. And so as Paul prays unto the Lord, three different times, God, please remove this thorn. The messenger Satan buffets me. He's always there struggling against me and fighting me. And the Lord didn't answer him but one thing. My grace is sufficient. He didn't argue with Paul. He didn't reason with Paul. He didn't say, Paul, well, I would, but. He just, the answer that he gives to the Apostle Paul is, my grace is sufficient for thee. Verse number 9. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Paul said, ever how weak I am, though Christ be with me, He is sufficient. I am made strong. Grace is sufficient. Sufficient love. We talk about the grace of the Lord, saving grace. Thank God for the saving grace of the Lord. He brings us to a place of understanding. He brings us to a place that we can come to know Him as our personal Savior. That's saving grace. And He supplies to us the Holy Spirit. He woos us. He moves upon us. And He overshadows us and works in our heart and makes us to come to realize I need the Lord. That's saving grace. Then he gives us living grace. We live every day by the grace of God. And some of us have experienced sufficient grace in difficulties. Some, as we mentioned tonight, Miss Sally, she had dying grace. She was just a few days from her her death. And I talked to Lawrence this last week, and he was so distraught. They was in Florida and trying to work with the gypsies there, and had I think they just had five saved, some baptized, and work doing good. And Sally is supposed to go in for an MRI. And they had it all scheduled. And when they got there, the place said, can't do that because insurance won't pay for it. And Lawrence said, I sat out there and said, God, if you knew they wouldn't pay for it, why did we have to come down here? And Lawrence told me, he said, I was just a little bit upset with the Lord. And before we judge too hard, we wait till we get there. And he said they wheeled her out the wheelchair. And there was a nurse that brought her out. And Sally told the nurse, she said, this is my husband. Would you please tell him what just happened? And that nurse, Lawrence said, about 35 years old. She told Lawrence, she said, Sally just led me to the Lord. And Lawrence said, immediately I knew why. Why the Lord let us go down there. You see, I believe there is a planned confrontation sometimes. There has to be someone's right place, right time to give the right gospel. And he said, immediately I knew why. He said, I had to say, God, forgive me. So thorns teach us God's sufficient grace. Thorns teach us God's strength surpasses ours. He's stronger than we are. He's more mighty. He's the almighty God. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. How strong he is and how strong we can be through him. Thorns teach us to praise the Lord even in bad times. I read this past week that over in the Old Testament where the statement was made that God is God of the valleys just like he's God of the mountaintop. He's God down here when he's God up here too. When everything's going well, he's God, but when everything's not going well, he's still God. And thorns make us realize that we can praise him even in bad times. And thorns teach us that God has power that we know not of. I can do all things through Christ. My grace is sufficient, Paul. Don't worry about your thorn. Don't worry about your problem. Don't worry about your difficulty. Don't worry about your ailment. Don't worry about your disease. Don't worry about the messenger of Satan. My grace is sufficient. Boy, I'm glad I can experience that. I'm glad I can preach that. I'm glad I can believe that. I'm glad I can live that. Because somewhere down the line, he'll prove to me again and again and again My grace is sufficient. Let's stand together tonight. May God bless His word.